Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to a special edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Today is another edition of Atlanta's Most Trusted Advisors. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Ryan McPherson, alongside my co-host today, Bonnie Buell-Russick. How are you, Bonnie?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. It's Monday here in Atlanta, and get ready to start.
It's cold.
It's hot in the studio. Yeah, I tell you what, a little warm in here, and we're going to get some hot talk going on here in a minute on Atlanta's Most Trusted Advisors as well. So we got a great group of people in here today talking about, particularly, if you don't take care of yourself, then what's going to...
No one else is going to.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right. Or your company. Who's going to run your company once you're gone? So if we could go around the room and introduce everyone. So we'll start here with you, sir.
I am Kevin Kaczynski, and I am the owner and chef of K-Squared Meals. I'm a local prepared meal business specializing in paleo meals.
Paleo meals? What the heck is that?
Paleo meals. Well, it is a certain diet. It's actually named after the caveman diet. And what it is, it's basically eating a lot more natural. Nothing is processed. We eat basically from the earth. Nothing's harvested. It's just meat, vegetables, very organic, and very fresh with ingredients.
So it's the latest fad in nutrition and dieting,
right? It's been around for a minute. It's very popular with CrossFitters, as you said that you are one.
Yes, sir.
So that is something that's very popular with them. But it's also good for people that have diabetes. It's good for people that are trying to have high blood sugar. It's very good for that.
Good. And we will dive much deeper into that subject along with Kevin and what he's doing over there with the good folks at K-Squared Meals. But let's also introduce a man from Smug's Fitness named Samuel McGovero, right?
You got it.
And you are a PhD. Should I call you a doctor?
You don't have to do that.
I'd like to. You've earned
you
that
can,
title. Okay, so Dr. McGovero, tell us about Smug's Fitness.
So Smug's Fitness started about 5 years ago while I was actually in academia teaching. Looked around the room, realized that most teachers aren't paid very well. They're overworked and they have very little time for themselves. So I thought, okay, well, I did this training thing for a while. Let's see if we can get a program going on campus, you know, a couple days a week and make it affordable for teachers. And so I pitched that idea to the administration and they thought it was great. And then they offered to pay for it. And from there, Smug's Fitness was born. And now we do 4 corporate wellness programs. And in addition to personal training, small group training, and any other type of training you're looking for in terms of getting you're either employees or your family on the right path.
Very interesting. And the story behind Smug's Fitness, I've got to know right off the top here. What's the story?
So back in my CrossFitting days, worked at a gym called BTB Fitness, helped train there. And one of the owners saw my name on the board and I used to just write S period Mugs.
Okay.
Sam Mugs, right? Kind of made sense.
Right.
And one day he goes and looks at me and goes, what's this Smug's guy up there putting those times on there? I said, Smug's.
Who's Smug's?
Smug's.
Yeah. What?
And that was it.
Huh.
So here we are.
Smug's Fitness.
Like eight, nine years later.
Right.
That's right.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
I like that for sure. But that is your initials, right?
That is my initials, yeah.
Smug's. Should have known.
That's correct.
All right. Let's also introduce the program today. Paris Campo. And she is the owner and sole proprietor of Indigo Wellness Atlanta, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Thank you so much for joining us. How long have you been involved with yoga personally?
Well, I just recently got my yoga training in addition to my philosophy of my spa, which is internal health creates external beauty. And at the spa, we also have, besides nails and waxing, we do a lot of massage and facials. My focus is mostly on the entire person. So with the yoga, it just fit.
I see. So it's a full service spa is what I'm understanding here. Right.
Yes.
And what are some of your most favorite things about running a spa like that?
My favorite.
Yeah, what brings you great joy in knowing that that having this spa is the right thing for you?
You know, I think most people think the spa as, okay, go get pampered or treated. But because my focus is on health and wellness, I've seen a huge difference in my clients. And when somebody comes to me with a problem or issue and I'm able to fix that for them, be it, you know, skincare, or I have a lot of clients that just come to me to talk, believe it or not. And having somebody say, thank you, you made a difference in my life is 100% rewarding
right.
What I do.
I bet it is for sure. You change someone's life inside and out over there at the spa for sure. So great lineup here today, Bonnie, for sure. Any top of mind questions for you and our guest in studio today?
Oh, I have plenty of questions for these guys. And I appreciate you being here as well. I consider all three of these people to be good friends as well and have partaken in their services. So I can speak to, you know, just how absolutely dedicated they are and fantastic they are.
That's
too.
Great.
But really kind of because the focus of the show is for small business owners, there's a variety of things we can talk about, but I kind of like to get all of your input, first of all, on kind of, you know, as a small business owner, you have to know everything, you have to do everything. You're working, it feels like 24 hours a day, particularly
yes, you are.
In the early days. What advice do you have? You know, we can wear ourselves thin or wear ourselves fat because we're not eating right. You know, what advice do you have for people that are just like, you know, kind of burning the candle at both ends saying, I just don't have time. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I've got so much to do.
I personally think that one of the things for food, especially as I'm concentrating on making diet plans, et cetera, is you have to do the same thing for yourself. Planning is ideal. And I think if you have every moment and every plan of your day, you can make choices a lot easier for you. I always have a prep day for my meals, personal meals for myself, because that's one thing that I don't have to think about the rest of the week. I'll take care of that. The other thing is rewarding yourself once a week and having something to look forward to, which is for me personally is a pizza and about a bottle of beer, which is, you know, I eat 6 days a week healthy. What's one to actually reward yourself? So there has to be some sort of reward, something to look forward to towards the end of the week. Mm-hmm. Really helps that week go by.
Very good advice.
To kind of piggyback on what Kevin said is with the planning is everybody has a calendar. You got meetings booked. You got things going on all day long. When do you schedule you in that mix? And you have to be really good about it. We're all doing a lot of things. We're all busy all day long. For me, I'm training clients all day long. Well, they don't want their trainer not knowing what he's doing or looking like he knows what he's doing. So I've got to spend my time, you know, once a day or once every other day. I block an hour and a half out for me and I go through things I need to work on, whether it's a workout or just, you know, some coaching cues and things like that. So you have to block the time in for you. And then at night, make yourself a time where you shut down. For me, I try to shut down that computer at 9 o'clock because I got to be in bed by 10.
Because do not disturb is the best feature on the iPhone.
Yeah, it really, it really is. So you gotta do that stuff and plan it in advance, like Kevin said.
Very sound advice. Planning and setting a calendar, but putting yourself into the mix as well. Is that what you find, Paris?
Yeah, I also had to change my philosophy on time because you never have enough time. It's always to work. It's meetings, clients, and the time for self just, it gets lost. So I had to think about time for self. All of this time is for myself, you know, especially when it comes to my family. Mm-hmm. Spending time with your children is like, oh, I have to spend time with them to get them in bed or bath or whatever. But that became my time as well. And the time with my clients. And I tried to be really mindful about everything that I do on a day-to-day practice. So there's always plenty of time for myself. I do shut down early and go to bed early as well. Past couple of weeks, I haven't done so well at meal prep. So I'm glad that Kevin's here to kind of inspire that again.
And I think part of that bigger picture, too, is not giving yourself too much guilt if you miss a day, a workout, a meal, what have you. A lot of people say, well, I've already missed. So what's good if I just have one more piece of pizza or one more beer? And then it snowballs from there and it's too late to recover. So but not getting yourself too caught up and on all that day-to-day activity. And for Kevin, for you, one of the challenges I find from eating healthy and being busy all the time is that eating right does cost a little more and takes a little more time to make it happen. Am I wrong in that assessment?
Eating, well, I'm not at that expensive. If you look at ksquaremeals.com, my pricing point is fantastic.
I must tell you that. Your services. But
I think what happens is that the quick fix is where all the money gets spent. The quick going to this to get your lunch somewhere else where you're paying $10 for a salad or going to Whole Foods and standing in line and spending more money to do that. If you plan it, if you have it made for you and you keep it with you and you bring it to your work day, it's going to be ultimately less expensive. And if you have that 4 hours that you take on a Sunday or if you take that on a Monday and you make your meals for the week or if you hire K-Squared Meals,
right.
You can make everything and you can make sound inexpensive meals. You really can't.
Right. And I think that's the other part of that kind of
impulse buying. Impulse.
Yeah, right. People want something quick and easy, but they also don't know what plan to follow. You go online and Google diet plan, you're going to get bombarded with things.
It's true.
How do you know what's right for you and what's the best fit for you and your lifestyle?
Well, I mean, Sam, you could probably tail back on this. I don't think that everyone has the right diet choice. And I think a lot of it is experimentation and what you feel comfortable with. Mm-hmm. I mean, I personally think if you go 4 days a week and you're healthy, that's great.
Yeah.
You're doing better than 50 to 90% of the nation. I mean, let's face it. So I think a lot of success comes from not judging yourself. Mm-hmm. And when you start judging yourself, you start getting guilty, then you make your bad choices because of that. But if you can say realistically and look at yourself in a realistic point of view, you'll get there.
All right. And Sam, from your perspective, though, when you don't have time to do a workout, even just an hour in the day seems sometimes too much time to dedicate to fitness. What suggestions you may have for someone like that?
You know, yeah, that's true. And you don't need an hour. You know, I can get a lot done in about 8 minutes.
Is that right?
I can get plenty done in 8 minutes and leave me crushed on the floor.
Okay.
That's not the goal, getting crushed on the floor.
No.
But if I need a quick workout and need to feel like I moved, you don't need an hour.
And at a minimum, how many days a week should someone be exercising?
Oh, if you're moving 3 days a week, I think that's fantastic.
Okay.
I start most people out with two and then give them homework assignments for 2 days a week where they just walk, stretch, breathe, kind of focus on themselves and focus on moving better and feeling better.
Right. So three days a week for exercise. He says 4 days a week for eating right. So there's your 7 days of the week right there.
There you go.
Nailed it.
Yeah, nailed it.
And then Paris, and how do you advise some of your clients at how much time they should spend caring for themselves and treating themselves to a nice day at the spa over there?
Well, the day at the spa is very different than your daily practice and 5 minutes. And I say 5 minutes because I used to be somebody that would light candles and spend an hour meditating and, you know, this whole big ordeal, and nobody has time for that anymore. Hmm. Meditating is kind of like a vitamin. You can't take, you know, 500 vitamins once a month and feel great for the other 30 days. But if you take a little bit of vitamin every single day, it's the same as, you know, a 5 minute meditation. And by meditation, it's just be present for yourself. So 5 minutes every day, morning, night. I've done 5 minutes meditation, doing laundry at the spa, driving. You know, it's wherever you can get your 5 minutes in to just center yourself. That 5 minutes will go so much farther than an hour once a week.
And that's all part of the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, talk a little bit about the benefits of the meditation, you know, because I think a lot of people, you know, have heard about it or something like that, but really probably don't know exactly what that is, or it sounds a little bit, you know, just a little, hocus pocusy. You know, talk about how it is that you meditate and what the benefits are for people that are running around all the time.
There are many different ways of meditating. I think, like I said earlier, mindfulness and just being present. There's Vipassana meditation, there's chanting meditation, there's guided meditation, just like CrossFit and food. One size isn't for everybody. So find what works for you. The benefits, mental, physical, spiritual. And I think meditation has really been connected to a lot of Eastern philosophies, and now it's finally being brought to the West. So it doesn't matter what religion or you know, spiritual belief you have, but it can help blood pressure and heart disease and, you know, stress. Mm-hmm. It can help you sleep better, which I think all of us here can agree that sleep is key.
Yes.
To success.
Sleep is key.
It can help make better choices when you need to choose the right food to eat.
But there seems to be a real hard line between the ones who use meditation to their advantage and the guy who sits up in the ivory tower running a Fortune 500 company. He's never going to step into the meditation world for kind of have that picture. Or do they have a place, a CEO, high-powered business guy, have a place in the meditation room?
Definitely. And I think now there's a lot of CEO training around the world where people come and teach them how to meditate. Because if you are running a Fortune 500 company, and you have, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of employees, you definitely need to take that time to ground yourself.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if you've got a small business or a large organization, taking time out of your day to meditate or to think about those things that are important to you can only help you succeed in business as well. So good deal. So let's do Atlanta Most Trusted Advisors. We are joined in today's studio. We're talking about whole body experience here, aren't we, Bonnie?
Absolutely.
You know, how to take care of yourself, because if you don't, somebody else will, right?
Well, no one else will.
No one else will.
You're No, definitely. Yes. You know, and it's, you're not only doing that for yourself, which is important, but to me, I kind of see that as, you know, you become a better business owner. You are helping to take care of the business as a whole, and you're doing it for your employees. You're doing it for
your
clients.
You're doing it for your partner or your spouse too.
Spouse,
if you're not okay, they're not going to be okay. Your
exactly.
whole family's not going to be okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, I don't think you need to look at it. I think some people look at it as being selfish to take that hour away from their family to work out or do whatever it is they're doing and or to go get a massage or something like that. I know a lot of women in particular kind of feel that guilt of, well, I'm going to spend, you know, I'm spending $85, $90 on a massage. I don't know. But the benefits that you get from that are just phenomenal. So absolutely recommend that. Now, one of the things, Sam, that you have is you do corporate wellness programs.
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So work with business owners, small and large. And really, the size doesn't really matter in this case. We'll come to you and help you develop programs for your employees, for yourself, and we'll bring all the equipment, run you through workouts if that's what you need. If you need, you know, kind of stress reduction programs, we'll do that. If you need a little breathing training, if you need to learn how to move better, we'll do that. If you need stretching while you're in your meetings and you need stretches to help your employees feel better throughout the day, we'll come in, maybe do 30 minutes with you and get your employees stretched. And then that way, you know what you can do every day to make your employees healthy. Currently, we do 4 of them, on-site corporate wellness training. They run every day of the week, but Friday right now at usually mornings and evenings, but there's a couple midday programs as well. There's still room for more, of course. The longest running one is 6 years now.
Nice.
But that's the one that started back when I was in academia, and it's still running strong with about 50 or 60 participants. So,
do you find that the group training even motivates the people at the office even more?
Yeah, it does. There's a little bit of peer pressure there, a little bit of competition. We don't try to create a competitive environment by any stretch, but you know, if your buddy's going out there to work out, you're probably going to put down the donut and go join them.
Right.
So it's a great environment. People love it. They make friends.
Yeah. And then it only helps the business culture.
Right.
Everybody's happy and healthy and growing together. And there is that competitive spirit, I think, probably does translate into the sales floor or the marketing department.
Productivity goes up.
Yep.
You know, sick days go down. Everything gets better. Yep. If you create that kind of healthy culture and that environment where it's safe to work out and sweat together. I mean, people get vulnerable when they're sweating and panting, right?
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're doing it like with your boss.
Right. So. Or you're beating them on the run, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're leaving them in the dust.
Yeah.
And so, but more and more companies, large corporations are adopting this. But from your perspective, what do you think some of those stumbling blocks have been for reasons why not companies have been adopting a wellness program?
You know, it's to some degree, it's tough to tell people where to work out. And so some people are a little bit turned off when you have a kind of employee-sponsored program for them. They think, oh, now these guys getting into my workout and I'm already here. Why would I want to stay longer and work out? Mm-hmm. Well, what I have found in my experience, that's kind of the barrier. Once people bring that barrier down and they realize how convenient it is to work out 5 minutes after they get out of the office,
right?
They miss traffic because they hang out after work and exercise.
Yeah.
Oftentimes there creates little eating groups and walking groups on days where there's not a workout and running groups and race groups. I mean, it just kind of, it grows very, very quickly.
Yeah.
So as far as why are companies not adopting it, maybe it's the expense, but I can tell you, you will save money on your health insurance,
That's
right?
True.
There are programs out there. There are incentives from major insurance companies that will provide you discounts.
There's very forward-thinking companies out in California, as we all know, and they have started to incorporate things like a fitness center, a child center, and a senior care center on their corporate campuses. So you have
awesome.
No reason to leave when you come to work in the morning. You can work out, you can eat, you can bring your aging mom or your young child to the corporate campus there. And so
my mother that.
we see that more and more. They just did a huge renovation of the fitness center here at our building here in Sandy Springs, and it's just outstanding what they did down there. And I'm thinking about giving up my membership over here at the CrossFit. But I'll never do that. So, but anyway, it's just good to see more and more companies doing that and incorporating that. So how tough can that be though for someone like Kevin, as you mentioned, you only have a couple on staff over there.
Right.
So how do you get outside and connect with others or, you know, incorporate fitness into your lifestyle?
Well, I used to be a personal trainer. So one of the biggest things for me, and I think a lot of my stress relief, as you mentioned, meditation. My meditation is putting on 9-inch nails and going to do a 30-minute workout.
Okay.
That's my meditation. I mean, my way of blocking out things is for me, like your 8 minutes of sweat, mine's 30 minutes of sweat, but I have to sweat it out. That's where I get my endorphin release.
Mm-hmm.
And endorphin release for me is highly productive. And my productivity immensely increases when I get that. The days that I don't get a workout, I feel guilty. Mm-hmm. This is one of the things. And the other thing, too, is that I sleep worse. One of the biggest things for me to be successful and putting in a 12-hour day 5 days a week is really to have a good night's sleep. And just imagining not having that 30 minutes of just breaking it all down, I really, really sleep so much better. And that is so key. It really is. Mm-hmm. That time to yourself, that breaking the sweat. And I don't have that many employees. And that's partially just because I don't need them at this point.
Right.
I would love to have more employees, but this is how it works. But they have their own lives. My time, we don't interact as far as that goes. And that's how it works.
Right. You are able to be a self-motivator or a self-starter.
You have to be in a lot of ways when you're this small.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes down to that, I have to, but I've learned a lot of mistakes. I've had a lot of mistakes when it comes to it. So I've put myself at the forefront, and honestly, my business has gotten bigger because of it.
That's great. That's good. And let's just talk a little bit more about your business. So you provide delivery meals for people to their homes, specially made, custom made, diet-centric kind of meals if they need it.
I have breakfast, lunch, and dinner options that are prepared meals. Mm-hmm. You can deliver them to the house. I'm also located at 6 different gyms in the area. So you can pick up at those gyms.
They're like on the shelf there at the gym?
Yeah, I have coolers that. So you just pick up your bag. Deliveries on Saturday, you can pick up at the gyms. You can grab it. I allow people to also, which is one of the big things about my meal program that are a lot different from others, is that I let people order a la carte, meaning that you can say, I only want to have 5 or 6 meals during the week, because they know those are the healthy meals of the week. They know that, but a lot of meal programs make you commit to the entire week.
Right.
You have 18 meals and you sit there, you go, well, I had this lunch outing and then I wanted to go with my friends, and then you sit there and they waste them.
Right.
So what I find to be much more successful, and especially for people that are goal-driven, is to make sure that they have those opportunities, but not too many opportunities. So then they just say, oh, this didn't work out for me. Mm-hmm. I have clients that have been with me seriously since day one. 6 years is next week, and they haven't missed a week in 6 years.
That's awesome for sure. Yeah. That's a testament to doing some good work for sure.
It is.
That sounds like the right fit for me, because I'm good on breakfast and lunch. I just need a dinner waiting for me when I get
home.
Exactly. That's all I need.
That's exactly what I do.
I work so much, and I want to have a nice meal.
And
ready
a lot of people like just go for lunch, because they know that's, and the breakfast and dinner, they know they can handle themselves at home, but lunch is at the office. It's taken care of. For you.
That's what we did actually at our office, is we would order lunches to have in the refrigerator or freezer for employees.
Oh, nice.
So, that was kind of a perk that I was providing for my employees, because lunch was always kind of it felt like we were either spending too much money ordering all the time, or, having delivery food, or that we're going out and eating things that we really make us tired all afternoon.
Right.
So,
or not eating at all.
Eating at all. Mm-hmm. Or just having another cup of coffee, which is kind of the worst thing. So that was, I actually did that.
So that, having that option available, I think, is something that a lot of people can use for sure. Mm-hmm. And I'll have to look into that a little further later here today. What's your most popular menu item?
Wow, that's pretty interesting. My salads are really popular.
Oh, well, tell me a little bit about them.
I do a lot of salads, like a kale green salad with fresh apples, chicken, almonds, and raisins. That's probably one of my more popular ones. And then for dinner, it's my Moroccan meatballs over spaghetti squash.
Didn't bring any food in here today, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise, we'd be sampling, but we'll have them back here again soon to talk about that for sure. And if you could get one celebrity or one famous person.
I have celebrities.
Well, can you name them? I mean, are you allowed to?
Sure, I can.
Name drop somebody.
Jack Black.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, dude, he was skinnier for Goosebumps. I don't know about what he is now. But
that was thanks to you.
Yeah, thanks for me.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So good deal. So ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. We kind of know Jack Black in here if you want to know more. So, Sam, what about you? I mean, you're a fitness guy. You mentioned you're a family man. How do you eat right and balance it all during the day?
I cook a lot.
You do? So meal prep, like he mentioned, is important.
I cook on Sunday. I usually roast turkey breast every Sunday. We have that for the first couple of days of the week. Mm-hmm. I also eat Kevin's meals.
Okay.
When I met him a few, probably a couple months ago now.
Yeah.
I'm a lunch guy, though, because lunch is tough for me. But breakfast and dinner, lunch I cook almost toughest, every night.
Lunch is the toughest for everybody, I think. I really do.
Lunch is tough. And he didn't mention his pork tenderloin, but that's probably my favorite. Nice. So he does a good job with that. But yeah, it's planning Sunday what you need. And my wife also eats very healthy as well.
That's good to have a support team. And
we
feed
our daughter very healthy. And she eats what we eat most of the time. So planning ahead, cooking Sunday, taking some of that time, and then you have it for the week.
And then rewarding yourself, right?
Yeah,
what's your favorite reward treat? What do you like to indulge on?
And, you know, like chips and salsa is kind of where we
really
go.
Indulging.
Chips and salsa.
I'm talking like chocolate
queso.
Cake or something. You
know? Not a sweet guy. Ice cream occasionally. Yeah. Ice cream. There you go.
Ice cream. There you go. Very good. And Paris, for you, I mean, you're running the spa, right? You're staying busy and you meditate. You said sometimes while driving, although that's not too safe, I imagine. But and you probably eat healthy, right? You stay on a good diet routine.
I do my best. And I've heard of Kevin a lot recently, so I think he's probably going to be in the rotation fairly soon. I only started cooking meals in the past couple of years since I had my daughter. I would always be more of a grazer through the day. You know, I'd be like, okay, well, here's some almonds and an apple and, you know, some
meat. At least you make good choices.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time. I do have a little bit of sweet tooth, so cookies and ice cream are my favorite binges. But, you know, being really busy, I love the fact that they are prepared because right now I'm doing a meal delivery that isn't prepared. It's fresh food and it's taught me how to cook, which is really awesome. But sometimes when I get home, I'm like, I'm gonna grab something that might not be a healthy option. So I love that his are prepared and I'm gluten sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm gluten free.
So I've always done paleo as well because it is a gluten free. So it's
nice.
Excellent way to feel.
And as you continue to grow your spa and grow your business, what are some things on the horizon the rest of 2016 and beyond that you hope to achieve?
Oh, so quickly. I'm hoping to take over the space next door and make it Indigo Wellness Yoga Studio.
Really?
Because yoga's awesome.
I did Ashtanga yoga. I took like a weekend seminar one time and it was a lot of fun and I should do it more often, but it's hard to call your buddy and go, hey man, you want to do yoga today? You know, so I don't know.
I love that yoga is becoming very popular and more men are doing yoga too.
That
especially
is true.
Ashtanga, because Ashtanga is kind of like the CrossFit of yoga.
It's tough. It's really tough and it's a lot of fun. 90 minutes. And so you're hoping to expand into a yoga space next door.
Yes.
And you'll start doing classes. And where is your facility located?
The Indigo Wellness?
Yeah, the spa.
It's in Kirkwood.
Okay.
Which is very close to Sam.
Mm-hmm. So can you give out the address to our listeners?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's at Kirkwood Station at 1963 Hosea Williams Drive.
And you can also find them on their website, indigowellnessatl.com. We'll have that posted up later on the day for sure. And so you can connect with Paris and her team over there. And how many do you have on staff over there?
I do right now. I have about 11 people, and that is something new for me.
Mm-hmm.
That has definitely been a learning curve.
Managing people
on a large, 11 is not really large, but it's more than one or two. So I've done one or two in the past and bringing on the other staff, learning how to work with everybody's personality differently and how some people take instruction or destruction.
Do you find yourself having to step out of your comfort zone sometimes to lay down the law or give some new directives and everything? And you know, how's that?
Yeah, I'm too nice,
right?
Like
isn't that the worst?
Nice.
I hear you. I'm not anymore, but I used to be too nice.
Yeah, I'm learning. That is really hard for me to be, okay, this is the boss, and then this is your friend Paris.
Right.
Who I worked at the place that Indigo Wellness was before it became Indigo Wellness.
Oh.
So now some of my employees used to be coworkers.
Right. That's got to be tough as well.
Most of them are great and they were really happy that I took over and I don't have a problem with them, but it's really hard to be in the same environment and go from coworker to boss and be like, no, this is how it is done now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not done like that because that's why the other place didn't work out.
So what are some of the resources you go to kind of educate yourself on best practices of managing people? I mean, do you have a mentor? Do you find yourself in groups of other business owners, sit around and talk business?
You know, I have a best friend that is very good at direction and politically correct and making me see things from a different point of view. She works in corporate, and I've never worked in corporate. I've always been an independent contractor, worked for myself of some type. So it's definitely a new environment. She puts my head on straight.
That's
mom, of course, my mom owned a business for my entire life. She's been a small business owner, so I go to her for.
So you were an entrepreneur probably at birth and didn't realize it till later, and then it kind of blossomed, it sounds like.
Well,
you come from a long line of entrepreneurs.
I do. I've never had a job that was like a paycheck or a salary or something like that. So it's always been in my blood to be able to make something happen.
Well, you're making it happen for sure. And we encourage our listeners to go down there and visit Paris and the team over there at Indigo Wellness for sure. And possibly the yoga studio coming up soon as well. So.
I'm hopeful it's coming soon.
Right.
Yeah, actually, not hopeful. I know what will happen.
Very good. And Sam, what about you and your business in 2016 and on the horizon? What are some new things or things you're looking forward to?
That's a pretty tough question moving forward. I used to own two gyms. I recently got out of the gym business, the large scale gym business, and got back into doing the things I originally did, personal training, small group training, and the corporate wellness. So, you know, kind of expanding that personal training business, training a few more high school athletes that are looking for, you know, that Division I scholarship is something I've done in the past and really enjoyed doing because I taught for a very long time. So working with that 14 to, you know, 20-year-old kid is a spot that I really enjoy working with. You know, just growing that a little bit and expanding into another space as well. We'll see. Like I said, I just got out of that and I'm going to take some time before making that decision again. But, you know, small studio space might be next for me.
But you're looking for more clients, more elite clients, more elite athletes who can really take their thing to the next level with just that,
but,
fitness.
You know, I train a lot of business owners too. So, you know, I get what you do and understand how hard it is to make time for yourself. So that's usually a very good interface for me is working with folks that are small business owners as well.
So, and are you active on social media? You help act, you know, that's kind of important.
I mean, I'm learning.
Yeah.
I kind of stayed away from Facebook for a very long time, but recently got told I need to start being a little more active on that. Twitter I've always used and Instagram, and it's at Smugs Fitness.
Yeah. And it helps stay update and relevant and people can stay connected.
Yeah.
I know, you know, part of the Twitter, you know, is you updating your latest workout and your time and stuff and posting it to the community and so people can get in there. So, so that's good. So more clients, more fitness, more healthiness, happiness in 2016 for you and Smugs Fitness. So if people want to find out more information about you and Smugs Fitness, how would they do so?
Smugsfitness.com.
That's it.
Yep. There's Smugs contact form on there and you'll get right to me.
All right. Cool. And K-Squared meals, right? What about you? Are you serving more meals, more people? What's your delivery area?
Delivery area is actually, pretty much all of Metro Atlanta.
Inside 285.
Not really even. I do go outside of it too.
Okay.
I
mean, a little OTP.
A little OTP.
Yeah. All right.
You know me. I can go out there.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't really, I'm not going to try to, I'm here to build a business.
Yeah.
So
right.
I'm not going to
go where the business goes.
I'm not going to say no to anything.
Right.
So that, I mean, if it's reasonable and if you want to, you know, if you want to do it, let's do it.
All right. And from your perspective, when you first started out 6 years ago, this year, 6 years in business.
6 years next
week. Right. Oh, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Does your original business plan look like your business model today?
Zero. Like nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing like I thought it would
be. So throw the old business plan out.
It's kind of amazing. And I, you know, every person who I talk to always tells me that their initial plan is nothing what it looked like. I always considered myself to even go into retail or going in that not really of any interest to me. I like where I'm at. I like the prepared meal business. I thought I might even open up a restaurant or something of that nature. It's not who I am. You know,
right.
I like what I'm doing. I love what I'm doing. And there's another step for my business that I'm starting to work on in 2016. And that's where I'm at for right now.
So you got some new goals.
I have some new goals. Okay. I'm actually looking to get into more of the talent aspect of myself. I'm going to be writing a book. I'm doing some blog posting. I'm trying to get into more of the video and talent part. I do have a YouTube show.
Excellent.
Yes.
If people can go find that now.
You can find me right now on YouTube. Oh, it's Chef Kev.
Chef Kev on
is
YouTube.
That. And it's going to be called K-Squared Meals very soon, but that is going to be a part of the aspect of things. But yeah, I'm looking to get more into the talent aspect
Right, and
of
book
things.
Writing. Do you have a ghostwriter or are you going to write this yourself?
Oh, I'm hilarious.
I know, but I mean, somebody going to write it, like you talk to them and they write it down?
No.
Or do you lock yourself in a mountain cabin for the weekend and then
lock myself in a mountain cabin like Stephen King? Like, that's awesome.
Or the Unabomber?
Yeah.
Or the Unabomber with Kaczynski is the last name. No, I possibly could do that. No, yeah. I'm bit by bit and recipe. One of the aspects of my book that my intention is to show people how much I screwed up in the kitchen and how many fails I've made and how I've corrected my fails. And that's kind of my angle as far as that goes. So, yeah.
Yeah. Best practices, lesson learns from Chef Kev.
That's right.
And they'll be up there on his YouTube channel in his book, or you can find him working hard
at www.ksquaredmeals.com.
That's right. What do you like to do in your off time when you're not changing the world of diets?
Ooh.
Where can people find you here in Atlanta? What are some fun things you like to do?
Well, I'm not that fun.
Oh.
I'm just hilarious.
Comedy club then.
I've got a dog, I've got a husband, so I'm a binge watching on Netflix. That's basically what it boils
Let's
down.
Let's chill and watch Netflix. That's
yeah,
true.
Exactly. Okay. Maybe try one good restaurant a week.
Okay, that's always good. So get out there and indulge yourself,
and
yourself.
Indulge myself and then learn. You know, that's one of the things too, is get inspired by other people.
Fantastic.
That's really what it boils down to.
Well, good. Well, we appreciate you joining us here today on Atlanta's Most Trusted Advisors. Atlanta's proud to have you. I'm out there serving good meals to the community and keeping people fit, happy, and healthy. Everyone here today is doing good work for sure. So I think we've gotten some answers. Bonnie, if you don't take care of yourself, who's going to run your company? Well,
no one.
Nobody. You've got to
take care of
yourself. And those are the three things, right? Take care of yourself, take care of your diet, take care of your health. And I think we covered those topics here today. So thanks so much for another great show. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. You can find this episode later on AtlantaBusinessRadio.com. If you have any information about a guest you would like to pitch to us to be on the show, go to our website at BusinessRadioX.com and pitch us your story. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan McPherson. We will see you on the radio.